Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you guys here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Andrew with us. I've been trying to get him back on our podcast for a while, and the last time I was with him actually was at your Scotch dinner.
Yes.
For a guy who doesn't,
there was no dinner. It was chatbots and Scotch. You don't even drink Scotch, but you still attended.
It was great. It was a ton of fun, and yeah. You're a great host. Again, for those of you guys who aren't familiar with Andrew, Andrew's got the most amazing podcast in the world. Mixergy, if you haven't been listening to it, you definitely need to. In addition to that, he's got the coolest technology and stuff he's been doing. You're probably one of the pioneers in this whole chatbot thing. I mean, you've been around this for a long time.
Oh, I've been so psyched about it. Yes.
So
since
we're going to dive.
Facebook even allowed it.
Before Facebook allowed it.
Yes.
That's legit. Yeah. Well, I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on this out. So for those of you in Facebook land, we're going to be taking your questions and things. So please make sure you put your questions down below. And in addition to that, we'll be stripping this as an audio. This is the first time we've ever done this, where we're actually bringing a celebrity specialist expert onto this. And we're actually going to be using this audio for a future podcast on Funnel Hacker Radio. In addition to that, we've got some cool stuff we're doing with Andrew and Russell upcoming here real soon. So you'll have to stay tuned for that as well. But Andrew, welcome to the show. So excited
Thanks
to have
you. Thanks for having me on here. So the reason that we switched to Zoom at the last minute, we're like 4 minutes late. I know you're somebody who does not like to be late. The reason we're doing this is because I'm going to show everyone how easy it is to put makeup on my face in real time and switch it because of a chatbot. So I want to show that. I want to show how I ordered beer within a minute to a seat at a baseball stadium just using a chatbot. You know, you just go to the chat, you say, I feel like a Bud Light. It says, here's your Apple Pay. I double tap the side of my phone. I ordered a beer. I'm going to show you that. And I'm going to show you how it actually fits in with ClickFunnels and everything else that we're doing with funnels. So I wanted to show the screen. You said, Andrew, it's important. You spent like 15 minutes making this.
First lesson from what you just got is those are some of the strongest three hooks I've ever heard on any podcast. So thanks for setting the hooks.
How good. You know what? And the reason I want to say that is because some of it's going to be fun and really practical. Like for women to be able to see makeup on their face is way better than looking on a phone screen and seeing a selection of it on models' faces. And I'll show you what that looks like. And coming back to and that's the future. Coming back to today, I'm going to show everyone how chatbots can help grow their funnels. How about we just start with that? Because I find that people don't know what a chatbot is. I want to do something super concrete. So we're all on the same page. Even those of you who are listening and not watching, I promise I'm going to describe everything that's on my screen. Here is what is on my screen right now. You could see that, right, Dave?
Yep.
Left side, landing page on my desktop. Everyone listening to me probably understands this is a ClickFunnels page. On the right side is my phone. And on the left, you could see that if we had a company that offered a yoga studio, they might say in the past, enter your email address to get the guide. I want to show you what it looks like if it's not enter your email address, not type in your name, but instead press one button. And not after you press the submit button, it goes into an inbox full of thousands of unread messages and a lot of anxiety, but the user gets an alert on their screen and they get the immediate gratification. So here's what's going to happen. I guess, again, I'm going to describe this for the people who I know are just listening in and not watching. So on the left, come on, desktop. I'm shutting this off and I'm doing it again. Hang on.
It's all the fun about doing stuff live.
The whole thing was supposed to hang on that one moment. That one moment that I set up. Okay, here we go. So on the left, you could see landing page. User presses just one button. No fields to fill in. The button just says, send me a guide. And underneath it is the user's face and their name. As soon as they press it, look at what happens on the right side of the screen. Boom. Do you see that? Boom. There it is. The user's promised a guide. As soon as they press the button, their phone alerts them and says, here's the guide. It says, welcome, Andrew. Can I give you the PDF and teach you via this chat? The user presses the button that says, yes, give it to me. And there it is. The guide comes right in. Obviously, this is a guide that I use for demonstration purposes, so it's going to be full of stock photography. But you get the picture. The user will get the guide instantly in their chatbot, instantly there for them to read, to share with their friends, to save for later. And right. And every time I send a message, their phone will get another alert. They'll be brought back into Facebook Messenger. They'll be able to read it, interact with it, and get things like PDFs, get things like videos, get things like graphics, get things like files. That's what a chatbot is. Does that make sense, guys?
Absolutely. Loving it. I know we're looking at some of the questions and stuff down here.
Yeah, if you see a question, just read it to me. But I want to make sure that James and Miles and Wendy and everyone else who's listening to us live is actually following through. If this doesn't make sense, if you guys disagree with this, don't just say, yeah, nice to hear it, Andrew, but shoot at me, disagree with me.
Sound, I think we're good.
Good. And Dave, I'll tell you one of the big issues that people have when they see this. They say, well, Andrew, if you're saying that someone can easily subscribe to get my messages inside of Facebook Messenger, what happens if my audience doesn't have Facebook Messenger? My answer to that, number one, is 1.3 billion people use Facebook Messenger every month. Every month, number one. Number two, you can collect an email address within this process. You can do it on the ClickFunnels page or in the chat. It doesn't have to be an either or. You could say, you know what? I want to reach people in chat when there's something urgent and short message that I want to send them and collect their email address too, so that when I have a longer form message, I could reach them via email. Or maybe at some point Facebook decides that they don't like chatbots anymore. They make my life hard. I have their email address and I could still reach users that way.
You know, that's one of the questions I get all the time, real quick, Andrew, and that is, how do I actually get the email from them? Is there any way to scrape that, or do I have to actually ask for it?
So we do two things. One is, in some cases, we just keep our standard ClickFunnels landing page, the one that has a big button. When people press it, they enter their email address. It works for us. I don't want to mess with it. We leave it as is. But as soon as somebody hits submit and gives us their email address, the next page says, press this one button and I could also reach you via chat. So that's one way we combine it. The other way is what you see on your screen right here, where we eliminate the request for an email address from the landing page. The ClickFunnels landing page just says, press this button and I'll send you the message via chat. And one of the first messages that come via chat is, do you like this PDF? Would you like it sent to you via email? All they have to do is hit one button and their email address is passed into my CRM and my software can start adding them to the list and sending them messages. And the email address comes not from them having to sit and fat finger type it in with typos and everything, but as soon as they press a button, Facebook passes the authentic Facebook email address into my email system. That's what we're talking about here.
Dude, I love it. We've done some testing on that, and that the social email we find basically is anywhere from 10 to 12 times greater response than some of the other stuff we get, you know, people typing in different things. So I think that's awesome.
Oh, you mean the email address you get from social?
Yeah.
You know why that is? I had an email address that was mail@mixergy.com because I thought anyone who wants to send email should just send it to mail@mixergy. Facebook came back to me and said, that is not an okay email address. I said, yes, it is. It works. I said, no, that is not. It's a functional email address. So what's that? And when I Googled it, it turns out for many businesses, mail@ is like a business-wide email address, not a personal email address. Facebook super duper wants to make sure they reach me directly in my personal email address, the main one. And so they wouldn't let me get away with using anything other than the best email address I have. And so I now gave them a different email address. So if Facebook's putting all that effort to get email addresses, we might as well piggyback off of it.
Love it. Very cool. All right. So now we've been talking about what chatbots are. So from here, let's kind of go, how are people using these? You showed an example here as far as ClickFunnels and going into yoga and all that kind of stuff. Who are some of the big players who are using this stuff right now?
So here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is the big players in marketing are not doing anything huge in it, which means that we have an incredible runway to jump in and lock in as many users as possible. Get them to subscribe. They're free to opt out anytime they want. But we have an opportunity to be the big players in this. You know, years ago, I had an email marketing company. And I remember this guy who was a superstar in the paper mail, direct mail business, was someone I admired forever. I invited him into my office. The guy comes around to the 12th floor of my business, 575 Lexington Avenue, goes, this whole floor is yours? And he looks at me, I'm like 22 years old. And I go, yeah, this is how we run our business. He goes, what kind of business do you guys run? I know you wanted to hear about me, but what is this? I said, it's an email marketing business. He goes, email marketing built all this? How much revenue you guys do? I said, $35 million. He goes, we totally missed the boat on email. Says, we've been doing so well with paper mail. We never thought to get into email. And I knew it was big. I didn't know it was this big. So the same thing's happening here. The big guys in email marketing are going to miss this, and new big people, new big players are going to come in. And I think that's the power of this.
I love it. I think for me, some of the main things, we're super excited. We're adding a bot technology to our ActionX MD that's going to be rolling out here in the next couple of months. It's really one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the show, is to help people understand first of all, I kind of address the issue as far as, is it just a fad or is this something that's here to stay? So let's address that one first.
Okay, so that's a really good question. The thing that I try to ask myself is, when I talk to my friends, do I use chat or email? If I'm using chat more and more, that's an indication of something. If I think about what do I like using more, chat apps like iMessage, which I use with my wife, like Facebook Messenger, which I use with some of my customers, like Slack, which you use with our developers. If those are the fun ways that I enjoy engaging with people, and email is the place I feel like I have to go, respect that feeling. I have to respect that this is what's in my bones and that this is an indication of the future. But I also want data. So I went back to App Annie. App Annie looks at all the apps that people keep on their phones and what they're most engaged in. And I saw that across the board, for every age group, people are spending more time in messaging than they are in email, except for people 45 and older, in which case email has a slight advantage, but you can see it starting to wear out. So my feeling, my experience is we're using chat more. The data is showing people are using chat more, especially younger people are using chat more than email. And so we have to, as business people, say, are we going to be stuck and say email is the only way to reach people? Or think, you know what? Email is a good way. It's working. Let's not get rid of it. But maybe the future is chat, and let's jump on board now. Let's learn it. Let's develop our audience there. That's the future. And so that's what I believe. I think chat's the future.
I think that's the part I like the most, is the personal aspect. And people are always asking, well, I don't want to get into a situation where people are angry because I'm sending them messages. And as a business, how many messages are too many? How do I make it personal still, so they still want to receive my messages, so they don't unsubscribe from me? What are some of the tips and tricks that you found that a business can use to actually still stay relevant and be very authentic in Messenger or in chats?
You know, before I answer that, I've got to ask you about the earphones. What are you wearing? What is this?
These are my favorites. These are our ClickFunnels earbuds. Actually, this is a gift. This is a gift from Russell to our executive team.
But and it's authentic.
It's authentic.
Yeah, it's the actual Apple earbuds somehow in red and blue, the ClickFunnels colors.
That's correct. And we're going to be most likely having a special affiliate prize coming up towards the end of the year where people can win these things.
Where top affiliates get to have those earbuds.
You get it.
You know what? I didn't like my white earbud. I love the AirPods. I have them right here. They're never more than like 6 feet away from me. I thought I could have them dyed in different colors afterwards because I don't love how bright they are. And they're now becoming like everyone else here in San Francisco, but you can't get them dyed afterwards. There's no price you can pay. You got to do it before.
And it comes in a nice black box.
Except for white one. Not like this. Yeah. So here's how to not be annoying. First of all, the truth is a lot of this is still new, and we're learning. And I have to accept that if I'm learning, at times I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm not going to be the best communicator out there. One of the things that held me back in high school was I was afraid to go and ask girls out because what if they think that me asking them out is a little annoying? What if they think that what if I get embarrassed by asking them out and they say no? And so I didn't ask them out, and I was really reluctant to do it. So what I'm trying to do as an adult is learn from that and say, I'll take a little bit of a risk and say the wrong things and learn from it because my intentions are good and I'll get better. So with that in mind, here's what I found. Number one, it used to be that going daily with your messages was the best way to engage people. Because if you skipped a few days, they thought you didn't care. It felt like you disappeared. If you sent a message on Monday and Tuesday, but not again until Friday or Saturday, people would think it was spam because they forgot that this is part of the interaction. And so we did that. We did daily, 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 daily. And we saw that our response rates were going low. We started checking in with the bot makers. I invested in a few companies, two of the top companies in the chat space. And I started to learn from what they were doing for big brands, for smaller marketers. And what they showed me was the world was shifting to every few days. And so now I would say the first day, obviously, you send a message right away. They sign up. They should see a message from you in chat. I'd recommend the next day sending another message too, so that there's a little bit of a memory. They just signed up. The next day they see that you're still reaching them. They know this is a relationship where they expect to get stuff from you. Maybe again the day after that, and then ease off, then switch to 3 days or so between messages, maybe even as far as a week. Now, is this hard and fast rule? No way. I was sitting in my chat. I was sitting in my chat bot the other day, responding to every single person who engaged with my chat bot. There was this guy from Jordan, and I'm saying, how big's your list? He says, 1 million people. I say, how'd you grow it? He goes, Andrew, I can't talk. I don't speak English that well. I can't write English. So I call him up on Facebook Messenger, because you can actually use voice. And I say, how did you do it? What's going on? He chats. He says, I've listened to Mixergy forever. I like that you're engaging this way. He goes, I created this quiz. People answer 7 questions, and then they get to send their response, the result of the quiz, to their friends to show their friends how smart they are. And in that situation, sending more messages more than once a week obviously makes more sense. People are looking for more quizzes. They're looking for more things to share. I've seen the same thing happen with Bible quotes. People who create Bible of the Day messages. People who create Joke of the Day. In those cases, daily, even more than daily, makes sense. But for the most part, you want to ease off. And that's one way to not be annoying.
I love it. Well, I'm dying to find out some of the, you started off with some really super crazy hooks on how you're doing with chat. So I got to find out. You got to tell us, what are the stuff you're doing that's totally off the wall chat-wise?
So I want to show you something that it's not what I'm doing, but so the reason I know about this is I invested in a company called Assist. And let me see if I can show you what we did there. These guys were one of the first companies to do chatbots. I'm going to share my screen. Here is my phone. Can you see my phone over here? You can, right? You know what? I'm going to actually put it on do not disturb so that I don't accidentally get my wife's messages communicated to everyone. Who knows what she's going to send out. So I want you to see what they did for Sephora, because I think Sephora is doing something really interesting. So let me bring up Sephora. Now, this goes beyond marketing. This is an insight into where the future is going. And you can see on Sephora, when I start out, they address me.
Real quick, for those people who aren't familiar with Sephora, just if they're a guy, they may not know what Sephora is.
Oh, Sephora is a makeup, it's a beauty brand. So they'll do makeovers, they'll sell you makeup and so on. And so you can see that I can shop different looks. I can book a makeover with them. I could share feedback. I could chat with a live person all within the chat bot, right? I just hit the start over button by accident, but here we're going to try on different looks. So let's suppose that I like this winged liner and red lip. Let's try it on. Now my camera comes up immediately. You see my lips?
That's a great color on you, Andrew.
Now notice how I'm going to keep on moving and it will stay there.
That's impressive.
Right? Let's try a different look. See my eyes? My lips?
Your lips aren't on, but your eye, there you go. Yep.
Oh, no, that was a more natural look. You see, my lips are.
There you go. You're right. That's the natural.
Subtle. Okay, now, let's suppose that this is something that I like. I might want to share this with a friend. So I could take pictures of this. I can do all kinds of stuff with this. Let's try it. Let's go for this. See that? The look stays there. I can choose who I send this to. And now I could pick from all of my friends in here, or I could add a few others, or I could send it to my story for the day and share it with the world. This is really powerful. This is the future. And now watch, when I come back, I can actually start buying this. They showed me what I tried on so that I can buy it. Okay. For most businesses, this is a little intense. We don't have to do things to that degree. We just need to say the world is switching to chat. We need to anticipate it and be there. And I know you guys are there. And so we have to think about not replacing email yet, but if we're communicating with people via email, how do we also add chat? How do we also incorporate chat, the apps that they love? And we need to think that in the future, it's going to be more than email. It's not going to be a reproduction of email. It's going to allow us to do cool things like this. So imagine if you have someone in your audience who sells a couch, to be able to bring up the camera right there in Facebook Messenger, see their room, and add the couch in augmented reality in the room. That's not the future. It's here. I'm just saying for most people, it doesn't make sense. For most businesses, for most users, it's a little too advanced. Let's be aware that this is where the world is going, though.
I love it. That's fantastic. So how did you order the beer?
Okay, so the reason that the beer comes into play is because whenever I talk about this, people say, this is just Facebook. What happens if, what happens when Facebook says no more chatbots? What I'm finding is every chat platform is going to have a chatbot. And in fact, before I even show you the beer, let me show you why that is important.
So real quick, Andrew, if you don't mind, explain to people, a lot of times people think of Messenger as the only chatbot out there.
Right.
Can you kind of explain how the chatbots really work and what's available?
Sure. In chat, it's a very fragmented world. With email, no matter what platform you're using, you could be on Hotmail, you could be on Yahoo Mail, you can be on Gmail. If I know your email address, I could send a message to it. Chat is a little fragmented. I have to know that you, Dave, prefer Facebook Messenger as a way of communicating, and you have to know that I might prefer iMessage, and that's the way that we're communicating with our friends. So how do businesses reach us using the chat apps that we love? Well, the way they do it is with something called a chatbot. A chatbot is the equivalent at this point of sending out email via chat. Just like you would have an email marketing solution for reaching people via email, if you want to reach them via chat, you need a chatbot and you want to know what platform they're on.
Awesome.
Okay, so let me show you why chatbots are going to come everywhere. Guys, if you disagree or if you're not following because I'm showing too many different things, let me know. Let me know in the chat and I'll keep monitoring it. But here's the thing. This is a standard browser in Safari. Let's suppose I wanted to stay at the Marriott. Notice how in the past at the Marriott, this is just me typing it into the search bar. In the past, Apple used to say, here is a link to the Marriott's website. Then they got a little smarter and they said, here's a link to the Marriott's website, but you probably want to call them or you want directions. And so they put a little icon for a phone so you can just call them and a little icon for directions so you can get directions if that's what you're looking for. What Apple's realized is people don't want to call. They don't want to talk. You know what? We could laugh at the future and I do, but the truth is people prefer to chat. So look at what they did. They now replaced the phone button with a little chat icon. If you look at it on your screen, do you see that on your screen? Is that coming through?
That's killer.
Right. So now if I chat, look at what happened. I actually did chat with them and you could see. I chatted and I said, hi, look at the response Marriott sent to me. Thank you for messaging Marriott. Associates are available to respond Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. For immediate assistance, call us. And they gave me a phone number. So why am I showing you this? We know that, and Apple knows that, consumers prefer to chat with businesses. But when they do, most businesses, even big ones like Marriott, don't have people standing by to chat in real time, right? So what they need is a little automation in their chatbot. They need to enable people to say, do you have a room at the Marriott in Los Angeles? And have them say, yes, absolutely. And that's where the future is, where chatbots will be able to do it. And
that's
so
super.
I believe that Apple is going to enable everyone to create a chatbot for their platform. They're going to have Marriott create a chatbot. This kind of broken experience is not going to survive for long. They know people want to chat. They know that Marriott doesn't have enough people to do it all the time. So that's why I wanted to show you how I bought beer. So now I'm going to bring up beer and show you what that looked like. This is an actual exchange that I had, and I'll read the message to you. Welcome to Brew to You. This is a chatbot built on Apple. Today, you and I, Dave, even you with all your power, even Russell with all his power, everyone who's listening to us cannot create a chatbot on Apple's platform. You can only do it on Facebook Messenger and Slack and a few others. But I want you to see that this is coming because Assist built this chatbot. It's already, the infrastructure is there. Apple just needs to start giving more and more permission. So again, I'm giving you a glimpse into the future. So you could see what the message says. Welcome to Brew to You. That's the name of the delivery chatbot that they created. Your automated beverage assistant. We're serving until the seventh inning because that's the way the baseball stadiums work. And here's what's on tap. So I hit this little button and I saw what's on tap. Bud Light, Miller Light, right? I could select it. I don't have to type everything. I could just see it and select what I want, including for you, Dave, water. Right. So what I did was I wanted to be a bit of a jerk. Instead of tapping and selecting one of those options, I typed in two buds. I wanted to see, will they understand that two buds means Bud Light, Budweiser? And they did. Said two buds. They spoke right back to me and they said, two buds, you got it. And I type in the section and row and seat, which I did. And then they said, your order is going to be $18. And then you don't see it here because it disappeared. Apple Pay comes up, says, here is the credit card you gave Apple. Can we use this? I tapped, I paid. We're talking about a minute. And this happened. And suddenly, whoever was sitting at that row, I happened not to be there. I was just demoing this. And I hope that they're not non-drinkers like you and I didn't just introduce them something that they didn't want. They're just sitting there and somebody came over with a real beer and handed it to them. This is the future. This is what we're all going to be able to create.
Dude, that is crazy cool.
Right?
That is crazy cool. So could I have ordered scotch and sent scotch to you?
No, man. The scotch bot needs to be created.
You got to get a hold of Assist. All right. So that's amazing and super, super cool. And we could spend hours just kind of going through other ideas on this, but I wanted to find out, a lot of people got concerned that all of a sudden Facebook locked things down a few months ago. And we were right in the middle of doing some things with Actionetics MD and it kind of impacted us. So why did they shut it down? And what's that have to do with the future of what's might happen on Facebook with chatbots?
See, I was actually really glad they shut it down. Here's why. I sold in my chatbot last week. I followed the rules, Dave. I said, I'm not selling to anyone who didn't interact with my chatbot within the last 24 hours because that's the rules. I might talk a good game sometimes, but I'm one of these nerds who has to, if the rules are there, I've got to follow the rules. So I've been following the rules exactly right. And then I see that people create these chatbots that they do nothing but send out deals. They saw that Groupon does great. They said, we're going to be the Groupon of chat. And they're sending out just boom, firing off a great deal on a USB hard drive. Boom, great deal on a case for your iPhone. Boom, great deal. It's just like pounding people with it, even when they're not touching the chatbot. And I saw that they were making good money. And I said, oof, but I'm a nerd who follows the rules. Why are these people who don't follow the rules doing better? This is not a good world. And then there was something else that was really troubling me. Everything that people say to my chatbot, including the curses, not only do I see it, but I see the person who sends it out. I could see who they're married to. I could see everything, right? I don't hold it against people. They don't know it. And frankly, we all curse. It's fine. Do you curse, Dave?
Not much. I try not to.
No, you don't. So I thought it's kind of interesting that I see all this stuff. That's the way the world works in chat. And then I see these things like a therapy bot. That the first message a therapy bot said was, everything you say to this therapy bot is private. And I'm pulling my hair out going, this is absolutely wrong. Forget minor infractions trying to be the group. This is definitely wrong. And so all this stuff was going on in the Facebook Messenger platform. It was super effective. So people got away with everything. I said, I'm so glad that Facebook is stopping this, checking out to make sure things are legitimate, and then bring it back. I mean, you talk about a little bit of regulation, a little bit of looking around and not ruin the platform for all of us. And so they stopped it. They stopped some of the bad actors. They enabled this platform to be better for all of us. And I think that that's a great way to operate. If even Facebook says we're not going to have an anything goes platform, then it shows that this is going to be a place that people can feel safe.
I love it. I think that we felt the same way. I know it was a little frustrating at first for us, but just the idea that it cleaned up the game for everyone, I think is, again, there's a whole bunch of privacy issues and everything else going on legally these days. And I think Facebook did a great job as far as stepping up and cleaning up the game. So I thought that was awesome.
Can I tell you what I did at the time? I called up one of your competitors. You guys compete with everyone, by the way. You compete with, I saw one of your ads. It's like, You don't need Andrew anymore. I have a screenshot. I wanted to bring it up. You don't need Andrew. We do not Andrew. It's like the next week you guys are going to have an ad going, you do not need Apple. We've got a new phone coming out. So anyway, I invested in one of your now many competitors because you guys are taking on the world. Immediately when Facebook shut it down, I called them up and I said, how do I put more money in your little startup? I believe in this because I now think because they shut it down, it's going to be an even better platform. So that's how strongly I felt about it. So let me show you something else that they did. Let's look at one of my bots. This is one of the new things that they did that people don't realize. I'm going to share my screen again. I'm glad that you let me do screen sharing. Otherwise, I'd just be yapping all day. I'm watching people like Mark Stern. Mark, I'm looking at the screen over here. Thanks for the affection. Thank you also, Matana. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm checking to make sure that I'm not like going too far with you guys. So here, this is a standard chatbot. This is mine. I've been sending them the same message to myself over and over because I wanted to make sure it worked. So you can see I sent out my blog post and I have a read button so people can read the blog post. And I also have a share button so they could share it. So there's a little bit of virality built into the messages that we send out in our chatbot, right? So by the way, if you want to, you can see if I hit share, the latest people who I chatted with are all within reach and I could actually hit send to, let's send it to Rachel. And now Rachel's going to get it. Make sense?
Got it.
Okay, so that's how easy virality is within there. But I want to show you something that most marketers are going to hate, but we should be happy this exists. You see this little checkbox right here? Let me do that again. Little checkbox right there. I can now turn off messages if I don't like this company. So,
very cool.
Right?
Because before that wasn't there, and it was so frustrating because you get just inundated with some stuff. You're like, how do I get off this list or off this bot?
And they put it there, but they hid it. It was harder to spot. And what they're doing now is making it easier and easier for people to see. Compare that with Expedia. My assistant, Andrea, for some reason, she must own shares in Expedia. Every time I ask her to book a trip, you're going to see, I'm going to come out to see you guys. Where are you, in Utah?
We're in Idaho, but we're going to meet you in Utah.
In Utah, right. So I tell her, can you help me get a trip to Utah? I bet you 5 minutes after she books, I'm going to get 3 different Expedia confirmation emails and 5 different subscriptions from them. And I do the same thing every time. I go and I hit unsubscribe from each one. It takes me to a landing page that says, give us 10 business days to unsubscribe. And I go, what is this? We were 2018. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
So that's the problem with email. The solution is that anyone can within chat unsubscribe and cancel.
Super cool. I love that.
Okay. I've got more data to show, but I want to give you a chance to talk here. I don't want to just keep pounding you.
No, I just want to make sure I want to be valued. I want to make sure we're sensitive to your time as well. And I've seen the comments. Everyone's loving this. And
good.
Back on Facebook. And I think that's the whole reason we're doing this. One of the things, so I had you on our podcast, I don't know, probably 6 months, 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this whole bot academy. And I had a couple of guys, actually some of our support staff were buying it and people were excited about it. What the heck is Bot Academy? Because at first people thought they're going to be able to create bots or do things. So explain kind of what Bot Academy is, why it's important and all that crazy stuff.
So as effective as this is, and you and I get it, right? Because we're in the email space, we're in the subscription space. We understand landing pages. Somebody comes to a landing page, hits a button, subscribes. We understand that we need to welcome them in a certain way, send a certain sequence of messages. We know that. If we bring that into chat world, oh, we're ahead of the game because in the chat world, people don't know this stuff. The problem is when I started investing in this, in these companies, as an angel investor here in San Francisco, I thought everybody got it. And so I would show it to people and they say, this is great. And I go, are you building it? They say, no. I go, why not? They say, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to create a sequence. I don't know what you mean by sequence exactly. So I thought, you know what? Somebody needs to train people, train consultants to build these kinds of experiences for businesses because businesses don't know this stuff. They don't have time for it. They don't want to learn it. They want to run their businesses. They want to sell makeup. They want to sell beer. They don't want to learn drip campaign and landing pages and opt-in. And so first I started teaching it to them one-on-one and introducing them to the software that I was backing and they were building on that software. And then I said, you know what? We need a place where we can teach it. And that's what Bot Academy is. We teach people how to create these sequences, these landing pages, how to get conversions, how to do copywriting, and how to get clients to pay them for it. And we intentionally are focused on that. How to get people who want to do this for clients, how to get them up and running.
I love that. I know that it's fun. We rolled out what we refer to as our mother funnel and basically changed the whole page, ClickFunnels page now. And on the right-hand side, you can select from one of the 10 different industries or niches or verticals that you're in. And one of those is agencies or freelancers. And we're seeing right now, it's probably one of our top two or three that as far as fastest growing segments, where people are trying to become an agency, but then all of a sudden they find they're competing with everybody else and they don't know how can they really separate themselves from everyone. And it's one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on and talk about, you actually could specialize in bots. And I'd like to kind of expound on that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing, that there are people who are agencies or have tried the agency thing because they know that if you could get a client to pay, it doesn't cost much to set up an agency. You just have to do good work and then you can start expanding by hiring a team. The problem is you can be the millionth person selling Facebook ad services or website services or email services, or you can be one of the handful of people, very small group, who say, you know, this whole new chatbot thing, do you want one? I could set you up with that. And so that's helping people who are already running agencies get more clients or be more valuable to their existing clients. And we've seen a lot of good results from people who are already running agencies.
I love it. I know it's for us, again, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on is it's actually an opportunity for people to use that as kind of your lead gen. And as soon as they have a chatbot, the next thing they're going to need is going to be a funnel. They got to take them someplace. And so it's
right. And then we don't separate from email. We don't say no landing page, no nothing. Just say, this is what's working. We're going to add chatbots to this. And by the way, here, I actually, just for our internal group, I did an interview with this guy, Nick Julia. He's fantastic. He had an agency where he was doing basic copy services, web design. And he said, I'm going to try chatbots. And he started growing. You can see all my typos in here because it's my own personal notes for it. One of his clients is a company called Completely Keto. He started working with him. Here's how many subscribers he got for him, 9,000 subscribers. It cost him 9 cents to 30 cents per chatbot subscriber. So that's pretty good.
Great. Right?
And here's what he sold it in. He sold 211 people are paying for $165 product around keto. This is a diet. 120,000 for a one-time thing. $60,000 for recurring. So I'm doing the math as I continue here in my notes to 215. And then book sales is $100,000 in book sales. So a grand total of $315,000 in sales from 9,000 subscribers. And it's broken up into these smaller packages that cost this is a bigger product, $167. And something as small as book sales. And by the way, I'm mentioning the exact name. I don't want to say Nick J or whatever. You guys should see Nick Julia. If you don't want to build your own chatbot, go call Nick Julia. If he can't do it because he's too busy, he'll refer you to one of the other Bot Academy graduates. If I'm not saying he had some random client, it's Completely Keto. You guys can actually see them online and see how well they're doing. So the reason I'm saying this is because people like Nick, who used to do other services, are now creating chatbots and getting customers, and their customers are getting results because this is so effective.
The answer, that's awesome. I love that kind of stuff. So what exactly is Bot Academy? How do people get involved? All that fun stuff.
Bot Academy is where we teach people like Nick how to create chatbots and how to get clients to pay them to create chatbots for them. If anyone's interested, they could see it at botacademy.com, or we created a chatbot just for you guys so you can experience the ClickFunnels chatbot. All you have to do is go to botacademy.com/ClickFunnels and you will see a chatbot we created just for ClickFunnels, where you'll see a lot of what we talked about and get to experience. So it's one thing for me to say you can get an email address out. It's super easy. It's another thing for you to go, oh my goodness, I just press a button. This is the future. This is amazing. I should copy Andrew.
Awesome. So I'm going to, hey, Miles, if you're watching and listening to this, put that into the comments so people see that. So it's botacademy.com/ClickFunnels.
Yep.
I want to make sure that's there for people who are interested in and taking advantage of that kind of stuff. The other thing I wanted to kind of talk about here is, what's next? Where do you see this thing going? Where's it evolving? And you know, what's the next phase?
The next phase is more chat platforms are going to allow this type of automation, and they're all experimenting in their own ways. So you're going to see it in WhatsApp. You're seeing it already in Facebook Messenger. You'll see it on Apple's iMessage. But Assist, which is a company that I backed, and then they showed me how it's going to work in Facebook Messenger before it launched in Facebook Messenger and so on. They showed me iMessage before it's on iMessage. They're talking to me about how now they're working with big brands, big hotel brands, to create this type of experience in Alexa, to create this type of experience in Google Home. And what they're doing is they create one product in one chat platform, and then they say, now we can easily transfer to the next and the next and the next. And so if, as you walk around, do you have an Alexa device in your house?
I do, actually.
Oh, good. All right. Good. So you know it, right? Once you have it in there, you start to use it. My kid, he's 4 years old. He's starting to demand that Alexa play the theme from Frozen. Right?
I love it. Well, Andrew, I know a question I always get on this kind of stuff when someone says, well, how hard is this going to be, as I'm kind of seeing in some of the questions coming through on personal messenger here saying, actually on personal message, saying, Dave, is this something that I can actually do, or is it going to be take a ton of experience and knowledge? Do I have to learn a whole new technology? What, when you're looking at Bot Academy, how much tech stuff do they need to be aware of and learn?
I can get anybody, and I would challenge you guys, if you find in this group, in the ClickFunnels group, somebody who is completely clueless, I will bet $1,000 that within an hour, I could get them to build a chatbot. So there's my challenge. If there's someone out there who says, I'm the most clueless person, I totally get it. Pick whoever's the clueless person, the least clue person. I totally get it. Because you know what? When it comes to clothing, I'm the least clue included in person. I had to hire a personal shopper to buy this shirt. This is not even that fancy. Right? So we're all clueless at certain things. So if you find the most clueless person, I guarantee you within an hour, they'll have a chatbot. And probably what it'll be is 20 minutes to create the chatbot, 40 minutes for me to ask them about their earphones and their lives and just kind of It's super easy to create. So if you're listening to me, frankly, if you're all familiar with ClickFunnels, you're ahead of most people, you can do this in 10, 20 minutes. It's not at all hard. It's not hard at all.
I love it. So that's botacademy.com/ClickFunnels. Yes. It's in there. You guys can click on that and go check out what Andrew's built. Andrew, again, it is always a party having you on. I look forward to spending more time with you. As we get kind of close to wrapping things up, anything else that you want to share with the community here?
Yeah, that don't be like that guy who's super smart, who understood one vehicle, which was paper mail, who was afraid to experiment with email. We know how easy email is, right? Be the person who's willing to experiment. Don't be, in fact, forget about him. Don't be like Andrew in high school, the 16-year-old Andrew who was afraid to talk to girls because what if it didn't work out? I could have just gone over and sat next to them and talked to them. Just experiment with it. Sign up to, in fact, if you sign up to my chatbot, I will start referring you to places where you can create a chatbot. Create it. It will take you no time at all. You're going to get insight into the future, and it'll give you a better life, an opportunity to get more clients and more customers and more users. This is the future. If you believe in it, just try it. Like I love going to. I can see that. And man,
yep. It's cool. I see people already buying it. So this is a great tribute to you and what you've created. So that's super cool. I know one of my buddies on our support team bought this from you the first time we did it, and he loved it. And actually,
I saw it. You know what's the best thing about having ClickFunnels people in this is he is like doing support for our group. Somebody said, how do I add this to ClickFunnels landing page? And I thought I made it easy, and he's creating a separate video showing how to do it.
Well, he's a great guy on our team. I'm glad he's working for you on yours. Right. Hopefully he's not doing it.
Thank you so much for having me back on. Thank you everyone at ClickFunnels. Really, honestly, I want to help you guys create a chatbot. If you're having trouble, if you're getting stuck, let me know.
Thanks again, bud. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks. Bye, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.